I'm joined here today by Michael Levy, CFO and COO of Morgan Stanley Real Estate Investing. Welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I think it's fair to say that it's harder to be a private real estate manager than it's probably ever been, not just in terms of capital raising or deal flow, but the actual costs of being a GP. You oversee one of the largest real estate platforms globally, $35 billion AUM, Global Opportunity Fund. You sit on the valuation and risk committees. As you look at your role and as you look at Morgan Stanley, the cost of doing business today, how much more expensive is it to be a GP today than it was previously?
It's certainly more expensive today. The world is more complex. Whether it's a change in regulatory environment that affects your reporting requirements or your marketing requirements, whether it's working with investors to address their internal needs and their requirements, whether it's the opportunity cost of your team's time, where you need to deploy them in additional areas, or working with outside advisors or consultants or counsel to develop policies, protocols, systems, the overall business is more expensive to run. The flip side of that is an opportunity to be creative and think about your business and where there are opportunities for efficiencies. And I think as the industry has matured over the past 20 years, it grew very quickly pre-financial crisis, and now there's an opportunity to think about the broader business and look at the changing regulatory environment and build your business model consistent with the current state of the environment.
And where are you seeing some of in your particular position, where are you seeing the most of the demands on your time?
That changes over time, and there's a broad array of activities. I mean, my role in the organization is both COO and CFO, and we do have a very broad team. Over the past several years, we've spent some time in the changing regulatory environment to develop systems, processes, protocols to address those needs. So on the regulatory front, which is a broad area, that has absorbed a significant amount of my time and the time of the team in building the business to fit that model.
And as you kind of look at that regulation and the compliance side of things, how much change has actually undergone at Morgan Stanley? You know, the AIFMD, you know, Dodd-Frank, you know, what's been the reality for you guys?
Sure. Well, I don't think Morgan Stanley is materially different than the rest of the real estate investment management industry. Certainly we are a U.S. financial institution and the application of Dodd-Frank to our business. But nonetheless, most of the global regulatory environment that applies to our business applies to everybody's business. And as you pointed out, I think the world is dealing with AIFMD currently, which is a European-based regulatory framework that will affect both marketing and reporting. In the press recently, there's been a lot of discussion about FATCA, which affects all global banks and investment managers for their offshore investors. Several months ago, it was Form PF, and the issue is the months roll by, whether it's old laws that are now being translated into rules that allow you to develop the appropriate protocols, or whether it's new rules and new laws that are coming into place, the change is consistent. And will probably continue for the next several years.
And obviously you have a huge investor base, a very much a global base. When obviously you're kind of marketing funds, are the new systems that you've had to introduce, you know, that have, you know, compliance and regulation have actually impacted on, have you had to change the systems, the actual systems in place?
Oh, sure. You know, we've made significant investments in IT. Part of it is regulatory based and part of it's just thinking about how to do business more efficiently. Sharing information with the right people internally, making sure that we can meet investors' reporting requirements. I think while the GPs, and this is affecting the GPs, this topic, at the same time, LPs globally are thinking about their businesses and their needs for information and their reporting requirements. And so we're working with the LP community globally and our investors specifically on what their needs are. And at the end of the analysis, there are a lot of systems work and IT-based work. And again, we have a tremendous organization that we work with internally. So.
And as you kind of look, particularly on the reporting side, there's obviously a big question in terms of outsourcing, you know, the type of IT, you know, do you keep it internal, external?
Sure.
What are your thoughts?
I think that, one, having spent a lot of time on this, there are, in the real estate industry, there are certain tools that the industry generally relies upon. For example, Argus or Dyno, which are pure real estate tools. But beyond that, and then you get to some general ledger tools like Oracle, but beyond that, the industry generally is very bespoke in terms of its needs, and therefore there are very few off-the-shelf products that truly meet and are programmed to meet the needs of your business. Each of these funds are complex. They have their own waterfalls, their own reporting requirements. And so we've had to, in some places, customize existing information systems, and in many cases, build it from the ground up.
And is this part of the need for CFOs and COOs today to be creative, to think outside of the box?
And our IT colleagues as well. You sit down and talk about what are the business needs, and developing consensus on what the business needs are. There are many people in different parts of the business who have different needs. If you're going to accommodate everybody's wishes, you're going to create tools that are somewhat unwieldy. And so developing a business rationale for what are the tools that you're building is the starting point. Working with your IT colleagues so that they can understand the business rationale and then take that and program that and develop tools is a process. And it takes time and it takes a village to do it well. I think ourselves and many of our competitors have invested significant capital. And I think it's not just the real estate investment management industry. I think there are many organizations that have invested a lot of capital in those tools that have turned out to be less useful because either A, they're trying to accommodate the needs of too many constituents, or B, they haven't included their IT colleagues in the development of those tools.
Obviously, some people would argue you're Morgan Stanley. You know, you've got a great resource, you know, you've got a bank backing you. It's easy for you to kind of adapt to change. What advice would you give for some of the smaller GPs out there, you know, as their finance officers and their teams kind of look at, you know, how do I face the challenge of rising costs?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the opportunities in the industry is to have a dialogue with peers, and whether those peers are other smaller institutions or large institutions, to find opportunities and forums to talk about these problems that are consistent with the industry. You know, we've recently had some discussions with various accounting firms and consultants to try and create forums to bring people together to talk about these opportunities. These are not strategic elements of your business, and there should be some degree of sharing and open discussion. Ultimately, that will allow all of us to produce information that will be more consistent for our investors and meet their needs. I think it's all in all of our interests to spend time together to talk about these issues. Ultimately, beyond that is to think about, you know, your available resources, to bring in the right consultants who have some experience in this area, and to try, if you can, leverage existing products and customize them for your business, because building from the ground up is quite expensive.
And I think one of the key questions is, how do you create scale, yet at the same time, obviously, keep down costs, perhaps, you know, at least keep on top of the cost base?
It is an art. You know, scale, the ability to manage scale, manage it well, is an expensive proposition. It is an investment in the business, and I think you need to look at it as an investment. Ultimately, you know, seek to build systems that have longevity, and that over time that you can make appropriate adjustments to those tools so they work for you in a changing environment. And ultimately, as investor reporting requirements change, you need to adopt your business and your reporting tools for their needs.
And as you kind of look out as the costs that are coming forward, we've obviously seen a huge amount of compliance and regulation in the last 12 to 18 months. What are your expectations? Will things start to taper off a little bit in terms of rising costs and rising demands on the GP?
I think it will continue, but it's less surprise. The basic frameworks, generally speaking, whether it's the United States or Asia or Europe, the general laws surrounding the frameworks have been largely rolled out. The regulations and the rules around that are what's continuing to develop. It is a period of uncertainty right now in many areas, and that period of uncertainty creates a dynamic where perhaps you're not making the full investment today because you're not entirely certain as to where those final rules will develop. And I think it will take several years from today to move from the world that we were in pre-crisis to a world that hopefully will have some sustainability over an extended period of time. You know, I'd like to highlight post-depression, it took about a decade for the United States to redefine the regulatory fabric behind the securities industry. And I'm not sure coming out of this past crisis that time frame is materially out of line with what may occur to go from the world we lived in pre-crisis to a steady state that will take into the foreseeable future.
We're not going back, though. This is the new reality in terms of the compliance and regulation. This is the new reality.
Now you're asking a political question. It is clear huge investments have been made by governments around the world. Huge investments have been made by organizations, our own organization, in this framework. It is clear that this is the framework that we're going to operate for the foreseeable future. And certainly from our perspective, and my advice to others, is understand the world that we're currently operating in and build your business models to be successful in that environment.